Practicing yoga on a regular basis can be helpful for relieving stress, increasing muscle tone and flexibility, calming and focusing the mind, and developing a greater sense of ease and well-being. It is a useful tool for developing mindfulness. That is, the ability to be with whatever is happening in each moment with a sense of curiosity and compassion. During this yoga session, it is important to listen to your body and respect its limitations. If something doesn't feel right in your body, feel free to explore an alternative way to do the movement. It is important to wear loose, comfortable clothing while practicing yoga. It is also preferable to wait at least a couple of hours after eating a meal before practicing. Part of this session will be done lying on the floor, so you may want to have a mat, blanket, or rug nearby. You may find it helpful to listen to this session once before practicing the poses. We will begin by gently warming up the body, standing with feet parallel and about as wide apart as your hips, connecting with your breathing, noticing any sensations of breath moving in your body, perhaps feeling your abdomen or your chest rising on your in-breath and falling on your exhale, allowing your breath to flow freely. Relaxing your face, shoulders, arms, hands, abdomen. On your next exhale, slowly drawing your left ear toward your left shoulder. Completely relaxing the right shoulder and noticing any sensations of stretch on the right side of your neck. Breathing and observing how sensations may change as you hold the stretch. On your next inhale, gently bringing the head back to center. As you exhale, bringing the right ear toward the right shoulder. Breathing and observing any sensations in the left side of the neck, allowing the left shoulder to completely relax. On an inhale, gently bringing the head back to center. Beginning shoulder rolls by drawing the shoulders up toward the ears, back and down, bringing it all together in one smooth movement. Circling the shoulders a few times, up, back, and down. Observing sensations in the shoulders, arms relaxed. Releasing shoulder rolls and circling the wrists a few times. Noticing sensations in the forearms, wrists, hands, and fingers. Releasing the wrist circles and gently shaking out your hands. Now placing your hands on your hips and with your knees soft, circling the hips a few times. If you like, imagining you are standing on the inside of a barrel and tracing the inside of the barrel with your hips, moving in each direction a few times, exploring sensations in the hips as you move. Releasing hip circles, keeping your hands on your hips or holding onto a wall or table for balance. Shifting your weight onto your left leg, lifting your right foot slightly off of the floor and circling the right ankle a few times, keeping your left knee soft. Circling in both directions and observing sensations in the lower right leg, ankle, and foot. Releasing your right foot and changing sides. circling the left ankle, keeping your right knee very slightly bent, moving in both directions, and observing sensations in the lower left leg, ankle, and foot. Releasing the left foot to the floor. Standing once again with feet hip-width apart, arms relaxing by your sides, bringing awareness to your breath. Moving into sun breaths. Turning your palms out, and as you inhale, slowly raising your arms up and out to your sides, bringing your palms together overhead. As you exhale, slowly bringing your arms out and down, all the way back to your sides. Imagining you are tracing the outside of a circle with your fingertips. Repeating this movement several times, coordinating the movement of your arms with your breath. Breathing in and out through the nose. Raising arms up as you inhale, and slowly lowering arms to your sides as you exhale. Feeling your breath in your body and noticing sensations. Spreading your fingers and reaching energetically through the fingertips as you lift and lower. The next time you lower your arms, pausing and observing your breath, and any sensations in the shoulders, arms, hands, and fingers. Noticing any sensations of warmth or coolness, tingling or pulsing. Now bringing your left hand to your left hip for support. And on an inhale, lifting your right arm out to the side and all the way overhead. Right hand above right shoulder, palm facing inward, reaching through the fingertips. Tucking your tailbone slightly down toward the floor to protect your low back. With an exhale, pressing out through your right hip and reaching up and over to the left, feeling a stretch on the whole right side of the torso. Reaching energetically through your right fingertips as you extend your right arm by your right ear. Continue reaching and extending to the left, keeping your weight even in both feet. On an inhale, coming back to center and slowly exhaling your right arm to your side. Now bringing your right hand to your right hip, and on an inhale, raising your left arm out to the side and up overhead. Left hand directly above left shoulder, palm turned in, reaching through the fingertips. Tucking the tailbone slightly, and as you exhale, reaching up and over to the right. Feeling a stretch in the whole left side of the torso. Reaching through the left fingertips as you extend your left arm by your left ear. Continue reaching and extending to the right, keeping weight even in both feet. On an inhale, coming back to center and slowly exhaling your left arm to your side. Bringing both hands to your hips, and on an exhale, hinging forward at the hips, keeping knees soft, and folding your torso all the way down over your legs, crown of your head reaching toward the floor. Releasing your arms and allowing them to hang loosely, or holding on to opposite elbows. Relaxing your neck and head. If you experience any discomfort in your low back, bending your knees more deeply. Allowing your torso to cascade down over your legs. Exploring any sensations in the back of your body. Noticing any sensations of stretch in your hamstrings, Now, bending your knees and bringing your hands and your knees to the floor, coming into table position. Hands directly below the shoulders, knees below your hips. Your back is flat like a table. If you have any discomfort in your wrists, making fists and coming onto your knuckles with your fingers facing inward. Otherwise, palms are flat on the floor, fingers spreading wide. Moving into cat and dog stretch for the spine. As you exhale, rounding your back like a cat, tucking the tailbone and dropping your head, bringing your chin toward your chest. As you inhale, reversing the direction, dropping your belly toward the floor and lifting the buttock bones toward the ceiling, looking slightly up with your gaze. Being mindful not to compress the back of your neck. Repeating cat and dog stretch a few times at your own pace, moving with your breath. Keeping your arms straight and your hips directly above your knees. Bringing your awareness to the wave-like movement of your spine. Exploring sensations in your back, chest, and abdomen. Returning to table position with your back flat, moving into child's pose. With an exhale, bringing your buttocks back to your heels and the front of your torso to your thighs with knees slightly apart. Arms are straight with hands on the floor, reaching forward through the fingertips, bringing your forehead to rest on the floor. If your forehead doesn't reach the floor, you can support your forehead by stacking your hands or fists. Resting in child's pose for a few breaths. Noticing any sensations in the back of your body as you breathe in and out. Lifting your body back up into table and lowering all the way down to the floor onto your stomach. Bringing your arms to rest alongside your torso and resting your chin on the floor. Legs are extended and slightly apart. Moving into cobra pose by bending your elbows and bringing your hands by your shoulders, palms flat on the floor. Drawing your elbows close to your torso. Exhaling and pressing your pubic bone and hips into the floor. Inhaling, lifting your head and upper torso away from the floor by pressing into your hands. Only coming up as high as feels appropriate for you today. Keeping your belly button on the floor and rolling your shoulders back and down. Chest expanding, drawing the chest forward. Keeping the tops of the feet down and pressing them into the floor. Gazing forward, keeping your neck in line with your spine. Being mindful not to compress the back of your neck. Hips pressing firmly down, elbows drawing close to your body and slightly back and down. Breathing. On your next exhale, slowly lowering your torso down to the floor, bringing your arms to relax by your sides, and turning your head, resting on one cheek. If you like, bending your knees and windshield wiping your feet from side to side a few times to release any tension in your low back. If you are windshield wiping your feet, releasing your legs to the floor. Rolling over onto your back and hugging your knees to your chest, gently rocking from side to side a few times. Releasing both feet to the floor with knees bent. Feet are about hip width apart and parallel. Walking the heels back toward your buttocks so that you can lightly graze the backs of the heels with your fingertips, keeping your knees directly above your ankles. Arms are alongside the torso, with palms facing down. On an inhale, pressing down into your feet and lifting your hips off the floor toward the ceiling. Lifting your hips high and then drawing your shoulders underneath you so that the weight is on your shoulders and not your neck. Keeping your arms flat on the floor with palms down or interlacing the hands underneath you. Continuing to press down into your feet to lift your hips. Imagining you are holding a block between your knees to keep the knees from opening out to the sides. Drawing your chest toward your chin and breathing into the expansiveness of your chest. Relaxing your face. Observing your breath, sensations in the body, any thoughts or emotions that may arise. To release the pose, bringing your hands apart if they are interlaced underneath you, and on an exhale, slowly lowering your hips to the floor. With your knees still bent, resting your hands on your abdomen and relaxing your shoulders. Pausing to notice how you feel. Drawing your right thigh in toward your chest, interlacing the fingers around your shin or around the back of your thigh, and using the strength of your arms to pull the right thigh close to you. Extending the left leg and resting it on the floor. Activating the left leg by pressing out through the left heel, foot flexing. Allowing your right foot to be relaxed. Relaxing your shoulders and lengthening the back of your neck. If you like, gently rolling your head a few times from side to side to release any tension in your neck. Imagining seaweed floating in the ocean. Bringing your head back to stillness and observing whatever is happening in your body and mind at this moment as you continue pulling your right thigh close to your torso. Releasing the right foot to the floor and extending the right leg. Now drawing the left thigh into your chest. Engaging the right leg by pressing out through the right heel. Allowing your left foot to relax. Softening your shoulders. Again, if you like, rolling your head a few times from side to side. Bringing your head back to stillness and using your arm strength to pull your left thigh close. Breathing and exploring sensations. Releasing the left foot to the floor and extending the left leg. Resting for a moment with both legs outstretched, arms relaxing by your sides. Now interlacing your fingers, bringing your hands behind your head with elbows outstretched and resting on the floor. Head resting in your palms. Bending your knees and with your feet flat on the floor, bringing your feet close together. Pressing down into your feet, lifting your hips slightly off of the floor and shifting your hips a couple of inches to the left and setting them back down. Allowing your knees to gently fall toward the floor to the right. Relaxing and letting gravity bring your legs toward the floor. Breathing and bringing a sense of softening into your chest and shoulders. Releasing any tension. Noticing any sensations in your hips or anywhere else in the body. On an inhale, lifting your legs back to center and squaring your hips. Again, with your feet together, pressing into your feet and lifting your hips slightly off of the floor, shifting your hips a couple of inches to the right and setting them back down, allowing your knees to fall toward the floor to the left. Noticing any differences on this side. Feeling any sensations in your shoulders, chest, hips. On an inhale, lifting your legs back up to center and squaring your hips. Releasing your arms and resting them alongside your torso, slightly away from your body, with your palms facing up toward the ceiling, if that's comfortable. Extending your legs one at a time and bringing them a comfortable distance apart. Allowing your feet to fall away from one another. If you like, closing your eyes. Taking a deep breath in and exhaling slowly and completely. Letting go of doing and coming into a place of rest and stillness. Relaxing your feet and ankles, lower legs, knees, and thighs. Softening through the pelvic area and the abdomen. Allowing your back to relax. Low back, mid back, upper back. Releasing any holding in the chest, shoulders, arms, hands, fingers. Relaxing your neck and head and all of the muscles of your face, forehead, around your eyes. Relaxing your cheeks and loosening your jaw. Allowing your tongue to relax in your mouth. Feeling your whole body resting on the floor and letting yourself relax into the support of the floor underneath you. Observing the effects of the poses on your breath, your body, and your mind. Becoming aware of how you are feeling physically and emotionally, with a sense of curiosity and acceptance. Being present, aware, awake, in this moment, to whatever is happening. Resting in this awareness, in this stillness, for as long as you like.